Ali's podcast.
Hey, it's Ali again. Have you missed me? I've decided to produce another episode of my podcast. Why? Well, my time here at the retirement home is so great that it's just not enough to write about it. You have to hear what's going on here, and you have to meet the lovely folks I've got to know here. There's Sam and there's Alina. Not to forget Nurse McCormick, and... But no, let's start from the beginning. I started my summer job on July 1st. I arrived on time at 8 o'clock in the morning. Yes, I can't believe it either. I wasn't late, maybe for the first time in my life. I even arrived 10 minutes before 8. I know, I think I'm getting old. But I was so excited. The first person I met was Nurse McCormick, the head nurse. When I first saw her, I was a bit, well...
You were... Yes?
I was a bit afraid, to be honest.
You were afraid, dear? I didn't know that. Why were you afraid of me?
Well, not of you exactly. I think the whole situation was so new to me. All the people, the smells, and you in your white uniform looking so... impressive.
Nobody has ever called me impressive. I like that. When I saw you first, I immediately liked you. You had a big smile on your face, and you looked really curious, as if you couldn't wait to begin.
Oh yes, that's true. I just couldn't wait to meet everyone. You see, I'd read a book about the care of elderly people, and I just couldn't wait to do all the things I'd read about.
And you had the chance right away.
You just took my hand and went with me to Sam.
Oh yes, Sam. He's quite the original, isn't he?
He's just really cool. I mean, look at his room. I've never seen a room with so much football stuff. I didn't know that there was so much football stuff.
Oh, I've been a football fan all my life. Why should I stop now?
To be honest, I hadn't really been into football that much. But you told me so much about it that I became quite fascinated. And last Friday, you convinced me to watch my first football match with you.
Did you even know which team won in the end?
Sam, I might not know all the rules, but the guys from the guys with the red shirts, they won. They had more goals.
Hey, Ali, they got more goals. That means they lost. Manchester City won.
I didn't know that, Sam. I just wanted to test you.
Oh, yes.
Ali, you were a favourite with everyone right from the beginning. It's wonderful that you're working with us. You see, when we know that there's always someone to talk to our clients, we can concentrate on doing our work as nurses.
What's your day as a nurse like?
Well, Alina, why don't you tell Ali what exciting things we do together every day?
Oh, I'd love to do that, dear. You are all so very lovely. It's absolutely wonderful, the work you do. You must start work really early in the morning because when I wake up at about 6 o'clock, you are already here.
In fact, there's someone here around the clock. At 7 o'clock, we have the change of shift. That means the nurses who spend the night here go home and the nurses for the day shift arrive.
Just after 7, there's breakfast. You and your colleagues help us to prepare our food and get our drinks. There are people you even have to help eat their food. That's what you did really well, Ali, dear. You are just a lovely girl.
She really is, isn't she? Well, after breakfast, there are lots of things to do for our clients. There's a book club. There are arts and crafts workshops and sometimes even excursions to the park or to the zoo.
Around noon, there's lunch. I always like to have my lunch in my room. You nurses make sure that I get the food I picked and that I always take my medicine. I really don't like taking my medicine,
but it helps you to stay fit and healthy. In the afternoon, we often have readings or concerts. Sometimes there are even theatre performances. Ali did a lovely poetry reading once.
Oh, yes, that was wonderful. Just great.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I can't take any more compliments. Let's bring this to an end. Well, around 5 o'clock, dinner's served in the food hall. It's a chance for everyone to come together before they all go to their rooms to spend the evening reading or watching TV.
Another day comes to an end and the night nurses take over looking after our clients all night. Ali, now I'd like to know one thing. After having seen what goes on in a retirement home, do you think that might be a job for you?
I think so, yes. I'll definitely think about it when I decide what to do after school. It felt great to make a difference to other people's lives. I really enjoyed talking to our clients and listening to their stories, sometimes from years ago. Every day in this job was different, and there were new challenges every day. All right, that's my episode from my summer job. Hope to get in touch soon again. Bye for now.